ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. أما بعد، فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. إن شاء الله we'll continue the talk about the signs of the hour as part of the series that we started when we talk about the unseen things that would happen to every person after they depart from this world till the final destination, which is either Jannah or Hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are from the dwellers of the Jannah. We talked before about the different steps after death, and then the grave, the punishment of the grave, or the pleasure in the grave. And then after that, we spoke about the signs of the hour, the minor signs, and then we start talking about the major signs, and we're almost done with them. And then after that stage, we get to go to the talk about the hereafter and the stages that would happen in the day of resurrection. And then after that, the explanation of hellfire and the explanation of the Jannah, the paradise. And we mentioned the first time we talked about this, that these things are very important, and it's not something for us just to listen about things that we don't have knowledge about, but rather this is where the heart's supposed to be attached to. The heart of every Muslim should be attached to what's in the hereafter more than what's in this world that we live in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us on this life to work for the hereafter. And this life has to depart, and everybody has to die. And the life of everyone on this earth is very, very short. Nothing compared to the length of ultimate life, everlasting life in the hereafter. So that's why this concern and this attitude of a Muslim, that his heart is attached to the hereafter, has to be always with the Muslim. Never leaves him whatsoever, but always understanding and remembering that one day he has to depart from this world, so he has to work hard till he reaches his final destination. And we mentioned the benefit of understanding and learning what happens after death and in the Day of Judgment, the things that are unseen. It's part of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believing in His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this is what we only say from the Qur'an and the Sunnah. So if a person believes what's in the Qur'an and what's in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it increases one's faith. Also, for these signs of the hour, when it occurs, it strengthens the belief of the Muslim about the Day of Judgment, because if the signs of the Day of Judgment occurring, that means the Day of Judgment itself is something that the Muslim believe in. And also the Prophet ﷺ was sent to show us the good and to make us away from the bad. And he informed us of everything that would get the person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also informed us about everything that would get the person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to be away from it. And some of these signs, if it happens and occurs at the time of some Muslims, how do they deal with it? That's what the Prophet ﷺ had explained in the hadith. And we talked last time about the Dajjal and how the Prophet ﷺ had advised us as Muslims, if the Dajjal, the Antichrist, would appear, what should the Muslim do? And Muslims should run away from him first, which is the case of running away from every fitna or calamity. And he even went to the extent of explaining in details, being very specific of how to avoid the fitna, the calamity of the Dajjal. And if you have to face him, he has with him a paradise and a fire, and you should go to the fire, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, and lower your face to it, and drink from it, and close your eyes. It's a cold water, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith. So explaining in details what to do at the time of Dajjal, and we talked about the descendants of Isa alayhi salam and how he would destroy the Dajjal, the Antichrist, and Gog and Magog. We talked about them and how they would come out on this earth after they've been hiding for so long. And how they'd be destroyed also by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the lessons learned from that, and that the Muslims would win by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by their own power, even though Prophet Isa, Jesus alayhi salam, will be with them, but still the help and the victory will come only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah tonight we'll continue these major signs. After Isa alayhi salam, Jesus alayhi salam, after he would die, after he had made Hajj and he had made Umrah, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the Hadith, and applied the Islamic rules on earth, after that he would die, alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and generation after generation, things will start worsening again and becoming bad again. And the Prophet ﷺ had mentioned in the Hadith, that was narrated by Imam Al-Hakim, and it's an authentic hadith. The Prophet said, يدرس الإسلام كما يدرس وشي الثوب حتى لا يدرى ما صيام ولا صلاة ولا نسك ولا صدقة. That the Islam, the religion of Islam, will vanish once more, or will be strange in the eyes of people, till there is no fasting or salah or prayers or hajj or charity or anything. And in one night the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be lifted up, وَلَيَسْرِ عَلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ فِي لَيْلَةٍ فَلَا يَبْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْهُ آيَةٍ وَتَبْقَى طَوَائِفٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الشَّيْخُ الْكَبِيرُ وَالْعَجُوزُ يَقُولُونَ أَدْرَكْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَى هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ فَنَحْنُ نَقُولُهَا. That on one night the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, will be lifted so that there won't be nothing on earth, not even one verse on earth from the Quran, and there will be groups of people, they would say, these groups of people, among them the old person, men and women, would say, we had reached our parents, or we remember our parents saying La ilaha illallah, so we are saying it. It means there won't be any showing of signs of Iman or Islam on earth, and that is after the death of Isa alayhi salam by generations to come, when things will go back to the jahiliyyah, to the ignorance. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ also mentioned in the hadith that was narrated by Imam Muslim, that he said alayhi salam, لا تقوم الساعة إلا على شرار الخلق, that the hour, the day of judgment, won't occur except on the worst of the people, the evil people. That means there won't be no believers, there will be no believers on earth once the day of judgment occurs or it starts occurring. And the reason for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send a wind from Yemen, from south, that is more soft than silk, that it would not leave anyone that it has in his heart one weight of an ant in his heart of Iman, of faith, except it would take his soul away. Prophet ﷺ mentioned the hadith also narrated by Imam Muslim, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْعَثْ رِيحًا مِنَ الْيَمَنِ أَلْيَنُ مِنَ الْحَرِيرِ فَلَا تَدْعَ أَحَدًا فِي قَلْبِهِ مِثْقَالُ ذَرَّةٍ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ إِلَّا قَبَضَتْهُ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent wind from Al-Yaman, more soft than silk, it would not leave anybody that has in his heart one weight of an ant of Iman, of faith, except it would take his soul away. Another hadith also the Prophet ﷺ said, this is by Imam Muslim, لا تقوم الساعة حتى لا يقال في الأرض الله الله. That the hour won't occur except there is no one on earth who would say Allah Allah. That means no one would make any remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would go back to the days of ignorance, and there will be all shirk and disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People will worship the idols once more. And the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned, To the extent that the Kaaba would be destroyed. The Kaaba would be destroyed, and again, this is only after the death of Isa, Jesus alayhi salam. After we talked last time about the Muslims would be destroyed. And they would rule the earth. But then after the death of Isa alayhi salam, things will get worse till the time would come where the Kaaba would be destroyed by the hands of the Suwaiqitain. Suwaiqitain is a man from Abyssinia that would come and destroy the Kaaba. The Prophet said in the hadith, it is an authentic hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad, he said, يُخَرِّبُ الْكَعْبَةَ ذُو السُّوَيْقِيَتَيْنِ فِي الْحَبَشَةِ وَيَسْلُبْهَا حُلِيَّهَا وَيُجَرِّدَهَا مِنْ كِسْوَتِهَا وَلَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِ مُصَيْلَعًا أُفَيْدَعًا يَضْرِبُ بِمِتْحَاتِهِ وَمِعْوَالِهِ. That the Prophet ﷺ saying that the Kaaba would be destroyed by this person called ذو السويقتين, and he's from Abyssinia, and he would take the treasures of Al-Kaaba. And he, the Prophet ﷺ said, as if I am looking at him, bald-headed, and there is a bend in his legs while he is beating or destroying the Kaaba with his the instrument that he would destroy. After that, the great signs of the hour would occur, starting by the rise of the sun from the west. And this is the signs where once it occurs, it's the major change in all the universe when the sun would come from the west. After that, in the same day as the scholars had mentioned, the beast would come out, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أخرجنا لهم دابة من الأرض تكلمهم أن الناس كانوا بآياتنا لا يوقنون. That before the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have a beast that would come out from earth that would speak to people, and it would stamp on their forehead who is believer and who is not. Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad, and it's an authentic hadith. He said, تخرج الدابة
Hello? There's no sound.
Hello, can you hear me now? The sun, as I mentioned, one of the signs of the major signs of the hour that the sun would come from the west. That has a hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, that at this moment the repentance won't be accepted from no one. Once the sun comes out from the west, which is one of the major signs, that the whole universe would change as a result of this sign. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned the hadith in Sahih Muslim that the tawbah would not be accepted once the sun comes out from the west, and on the same day the beast would come out, as Allah mentioned that in the Quran. وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ تُكَلِّمُهُمْ أَنَّ النَّاسَ كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا لَا يُوقِنُونَ. That this beast would come out and it would stamp the people on their forehead about who is believer and who is not believer. And at that moment there is no repentance accepted from people. One of the last signs of the hour that we mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that explained about the 10 signs of the last, of the hour is the fire that would take the people to their place of gathering in Sham. And this sign, actually, when people read it in the times of the hour, they would think that this fire is in the Day of Judgment. But actually, this fire is not in the Day of Judgment, but rather it's enduring this world. And there is a huge fire that would come from the south, from Yemen, and it would push the people to Sham, to where Syria is nowadays. As the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith, authentic one, in Surah Al-Tirmidhi, he said, سَتَخْرُجُ نَارٌ مِنْ حَضْرَمَوْتِ قَبْلَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَحْشُرُ النَّاسِ قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَمَا تَأْمُرُنَا قَالَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالشَّامِ. Prophet ﷺ said, there is a fire that would come out from Hadramaut in Yemen before the Day of Judgment, that it would gather people. So they asked, O Prophet of Allah, what do you order us to do at this moment? He said, stick to the Sham, be by the Sham, be by the place where Syria and Jordan is. Also the Prophet mentioned in the hadith in Bukhari, يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ عَلَى ثَلَاثِ طَرَائِقٍ رَاغِبِينَ رَاهِبِينَ وَاثْنَانِ عَلَى بَعِيرٍ وَثَلَاثَةٍ عَلَى بَعِيرٍ وَأَرْبَعَةٍ عَلَى بَعِيرٍ وعشرة على بعير ويحشر بقيتهم أو ويحشر بقيتهم النار. تقيل معهم حيث قالوا وتبيت معهم حيث باتوا وتصبح معهم حيث أصبحوا وتمسي معهم حيث أمسوا. That the Prophet ﷺ explaining this occasion that would occur, and he would say that the people will be gathered on three different forms or three different groups. Two on a camel, three on a camel, four on a camel, and 10 on a camel, and the rest of them, the fire will be pushing them all the way till the place where Sham is. It would stay with them. It would, when they sleep, it stays with them. When they get up in the morning, it gets with them and leaves with them and keeps pushing them till they reach their destination in the Sham area. So this, actually, as most of the scholars had mentioned, this is something that happens on earth before the Day of Judgment. And that is the last of the signs of the Day of Judgment that would occur to the people in the world before the Day of Judgment comes. Once the Day of Judgment comes, then this is completely different, and then the stages of the Day of Judgment would occur. Every stage has its own things or rulings that the Prophet ﷺ had explained in details, and in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned so many different verses about the stages of the Day of Judgment. So again, the 10 signs of the Day of Judgment, the major ones, as the Prophet ﷺ explained them or mentioned them in Sahih Muslim, he said alayhi salatu wasalam, al-dukhan wal-dajjal wal-dabba wa turu' al-shamsi min maghribiha ونزول عيسى بن مريم وأجوج ومأجوج وثلاثة خسوف خسف بالمشرق وخسف بالمغرب وخسف بجزيرة العرب وآخر ذلك نار تخرج من اليمن تطرد الناس إلى محشرهم. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام, it's the smoke, the antichrist, the beast, the coming of the sun from the west, the descendants of عيسى عليه السلام, and Gog and Magog, and three destructions, one in the east and one in the west, and one in the Arabic Peninsula, and the end of this is a fire that would come out from Yemen that would push the people to their place of gathering in Sham. And that is the end of these signs. I wanted to start talking about the Day of Judgment and its stages, But inshallah, we'll keep that for next time, so that we'll start a new stage. And that is actually where it gets interesting. And the stages of Day of Judgment are so many different stages that would occur in the Day of Judgment. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for the Muslims and for all of us in that severe day. And the reason that we learn these types of things is that we know how to save oneself from the punishment in the Day of Judgment, and how to secure ourselves in the Day of Judgment. And that inshallah will be the talk for next time, inshallah ta'ala. It's a short one for tonight, but then if you have any questions, inshallah, I can try to answer them. And next time we'll start about talking about the Day of Judgment in details, and what happens to the people in the Day of Judgment, and their states, and their different stages of it. Jazakumullah khairan.